Yesterday, we wrapped up the final closest to the pin contest as part of the Winvitational Golf going on with WSGW.
The best one yet.
Oh, Pat Johnston, you were on hand.
Yeah.
And when we first checked in with you at 6:30 in the morning, we already had early golfers, and already somebody had stuck one. What was it, 3 feet 9 inches?
I think. No. First one was seven.
First, yeah.
Oh,
seven. I'm sorry.
Seven feet. Then we had somebody get three.
And we thought that was impressive.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
And then you called back with just minutes to go.
Well, I just want to don't want to forget, somebody also got within five, too. So that was, impressive. Mm, okay. That was impressive, too.
But that was after somebody got three, so the five was outside of that.
Right. Five couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And then right around just before 8 o'clock.
Before 9 o'clock, wasn't it?
Before 9 or was it before? Oh, yeah, maybe it was right after 8 o'clock. It was after 8 o'clock. Yeah, you're right.
Because we checked in with you before it stopped.
That is correct. We had, I'm forgetting, do you have his name right there, Charlie?
I have it.
Okay.
Ron, how's it last name pronounced, Dave?
Mirandy.
Yeah. Ron Mirandy of Bay City.
Yep.
And you told me how close did he get?
That's a 1.9, right?
1.9.
It was pretty good. And we could all tell. We knew. It was like, that's pretty close. And we saw Ernie walk up there, Ernie Krieger walk up there with the measuring stick, and heard him call Michael Perch's walkie-talkie, and he says, 1 foot 9. And it echoed everywhere. Big cheers
around. I heard from Ron yesterday, and he was asking who won. And I said, congratulations, Ron.
You did.
Nice shot. And I said, almost a $10,000 shot if it was on your first ball. And he says, no, it was my third ball.
It was the third, yeah.
Third shot. Ron has already provided me with the name of his foursome. Mm-hmm. So, Charlie, we have that all in-house.
Oh, fantastic.
And it'll save you a contact. So Ron is all set to show up on August 16th for the scramble with his foursome.
Yeah, and I believe Ron and his buddies, they showed up at all three of the closest to the pins. So mm-hmm. I think they're very, very excited for August the 16th.
Uh-huh. Well, we want to congratulate Ron. And our other winners, too. And thank, of course, Twin Oaks. Yesterday, we were at Twin Oaks on Freeland Road there.
Yep.
We appreciate the help and the hospitality.
Yes, they did a fine job.
And you mentioned you were out there with Mike and Ernie, and we know Nate was helping
out,
too.
Nate was out there, too, yep.
So it was a good time had by all. The final of the three closest to the pin contest.
Yep, yes.
How did that happen?
I know. Oh, and special thanks to Elvis from Sura Automotive as well. He was there for all 3 days.
As our closest to the pin contest, we're all powered by Sura Automotive there at Twin Oaks yesterday. We had Crooked Creek 2 weeks ago and all started off at the Sawmill, the very first contest, and all powered by Sura Automotive of Saginaw. The $10,000 hole-in-one shot featuring Buck Insurance Agency again went unclaimed, but still kind of exciting to have that opportunity as you stand there on the tee thinking, wow, what if?
You could, right?
What if?
Never know.
And thanks to Westside Decorating Center for powering the overall Winvitational, along with Branham's Jewelry and a whole host of others in the business community who are helping to make that August 16th Sawmill golfing date a lot of fun. Over $5,000 in prizes to give away that mm-hmm. day. Now, if you didn't win, if you weren't fortunate enough to join Pat Johnston and the others at one of the closest to the pin contest to win, you can still purchase your entry. It's only $60 per golfer. We do have a link up on the Morning Team Show page and at WSGW.com on our brand new site. If you are on the home page, you can't miss it. It's right to the right of the local news items. We do have the Winvitational box there that you can click on to get your direct entry that way as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it's all taken care of. Less than 2 weeks now. From August 16th.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
We're getting all the names down, and we have to have at some point have to be able to give all the names to the golf course and everything so they can get card assignments and scorecards and things like that made out. So act now rather than later.
Yes.
Please.
Please. Whether you're going as an individual, we'll find mm-hmm. a spot for you. Mm-hmm. Or if you've got a foursome, we'll take
that right.
too.
We'll make it all work.
So congratulations. Again, thanks to all involved in the Winvitational on WSGW.
And Dave, I think we will need some more golf balls next year.
I can tell. the crew left everything in the van when they got back from the thing, and I knew we didn't need it until next year, but I wanted to retrieve what was left.
Right.
I carried in the box of golf balls, and let's put it this way. It's a lot lighter coming in than it was going out.
Yes.
Well,
well, there was a pond right in front of the, right in front of the green yesterday.
If it was closest to the pond.
Well, we're going to have to get a ball retriever and head out to a golf course and get permission to retrieve some balls from ponds or something. Restore our supply.
Dredge the pond.